Oh God, once again.
I give myself away.
Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You can power the table in the presence of our enemies, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You can power the table, Lord, in the presence of our enemies. Yes, you do, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord. Yes,
you
did, Lord.
Hallelujah. The lion down, Lord, and grieve after more, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Cool, so you might want to keep.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, praise God again. Praise God again.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We just come to thank God for another day. Amen. Another day. We thank God for another day.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for Pastor Prevost watching today. Thank God for him. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. We appreciate everybody that is joined in. Hallelujah. To another day. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we're going to be thankful and be glad in it. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We never want to take it for granted. Any day that we get up in the morning, we should take it for granted. Amen.
Amen.
Many lay down last night and didn't wake up this morning, so we can be thankful.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen. And every time we get up, we want to say, Lord, I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
You kept me. You kept me. You kept me. You kept me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Another night that I lay down and slumber and I slept and you kept me. Amen.
Yes,
and we are glad that God is a keeper. Amen. Amen. He is a keeper. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And all the years that you've been alive, you can say he kept me. Amen.
Lord, he kept me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It don't mean that you didn't go through nothing, but what?
Lord,
but he kept you. Amen.
Kept
hallelujah. It didn't mean that you didn't have hard times, but the good thing about it is that he kept you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And if it had not been for the Lord that was keeping you, you wouldn't have made it. And so we want to thank God that I always say he kept me. Amen. And he's still keeping me even today.
Amen.
And many times that you were sick, and it didn't seem like you was going to get well, but he kept you, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, somebody says, God, a God of signs, wonders, and miracles.
Yes,
yes he is, amen, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Those times you should have been dead, but he kept you. That was a miracle, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Yeah, you might not seem to want to give thanks to God, but the reason that thing didn't happen to you because he kept you, amen.
Amen.
It could have happened to you, but we're going to thank God that he kept you, amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. Praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
And I don't know how many close calls we've had in while we're driving, especially when you're driving on the road. How many times it been almost? I could it. I just missed it by one inch, or he just missed me by one inch, amen. And all those things, you don't look at it. Right at the time those things was going on, you didn't realize that with God, he would just kept you, amen.
Amen.
Praise God, amen. That truck could have took you out, but he stopped just in time. God kept you, amen. And it's those little things that we don't recognize that about the things that God is doing. You know, we got to give God glory and praise for the little things. Amen. Huh? Close call. Little things. The time they was having the shootout down the street and the bullet didn't hit you. He kept you. Amen. It was your friends. They was fighting, but somebody started shooting, but it didn't hit you. He kept you.
Amen.
Amen. There has also been some times that the bullet hit you, but you didn't die. He kept you. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, it just went in your arm or it went in your leg, but it could have went through your body, but he kept you. We don't give God credit for that. Amen. To say it was a miracle that I didn't die. And so I'm just here for everybody. You know, I just like to give praise to God because most people don't realize that it is God that's keeping them. Amen.
Yes,
amen. Most of you don't realize it is God that's keeping you, and you don't want to give no glory to God. And the time you took all of those pills, but he kept you.
Amen.
Huh? Yeah, they could have took you out, but you took a mouthful of pills trying to get over something, but he kept you. Amen.
Amen.
Huh? See, we don't realize that, and we don't give God no thanks. Amen. They say, well, he never did nothing for me. You know, we don't realize. It's just that we're so proud. We got so much pride, we don't realize that the things that God really did for us, you know, or we don't want to give him credit. We think it was us. Amen. Yeah, but it wasn't us, but it was God. Because you can't do nothing on your own for real. The truth of it is, amen. Yeah, he can take your breath when you get ready. Amen. He can kill you when you get ready, too. All you got to do is cut the breath off. You gone. Amen. And then here you want to raise up your voice against God like you somebody, and you can't even breathe on your own.
No.
Do you notice how proud, how much pride that man has against God? Of course, oh, I curse God out. So and so and so and so. And right then he can, oh, Jesus. Then you want to ask, oh, Lord, give me some breath. That shows you how much pride we got, like we can keep our own life, amen. Like you can live on your own. Isn't that a lot of pride? Don't you think that's pride? You know, here's an atheist stand up. I don't believe in no God and breathing God breath and eating God food and God calls them to digest the system to work. God calls them to go to the bathroom because they get constipated and kill you. But amen. But he's doing all those things against God, knowing that he don't have no control of anything. See, that is the problem with us. We don't realize that we're not in control. Because if I was in control, I would never die. Amen. If I was in total control, I'd live forever. My body would never change. Amen. Whatever youth I had, I would still have it if I was in control. Amen. You get what I'm trying to say about it? Amen. You know, you wouldn't have got old if you could have helped it. Because I hear somebody say, getting old sucks, but getting old is a blessing. Praise God. Amen. You know, getting old is good to get old, because when you think about it, how many people haven't made it to the age that you are? Come on, you said he kept me, amen. There are many, what does that song say? Millions didn't make it. But I am one of the ones that did, because what? He kept me, amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. 1,000 fell at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but none of those things came near me. He kept me.
Amen.
Hmm? This is how we learn how to give praise to God. Mankind never wanted to give praise to God, wanted to give praise to himself, to say, look what I done. Look what I did. Not realizing that the muscles, the breath, the being, even the mind that God gave you to be able to accomplish that, you didn't do it on your own. Because God could have allowed your mind to be taken. The devil come to do what? To steal, to kill, and to destroy. The devil would have came and took your mind, but God kept your mind. In that situation, God kept your mind. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Giving a shout to all of y'all on Facebook this morning, online this morning. Thank God for y'all joining us today. I was just here trying to give some praise to God and try to open your eyes to some things that you don't realize that God does for you. Amen. And it's an everyday thing, you know.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, when you put your foot on the floor this morning, you ought to give God praise for it, because there was somebody this morning didn't have a leg this morning when they woke up. Amen.
That's right.
They went to the hospital last night, woke up this morning, they didn't have but one leg. Amen. But if you got two, you can say what? He kept you. Amen. Hallelujah. You're doing things that other people can't do. So that means God is blessing you. Amen. He's allowing you to do things others can't do. And we ought to give God thanks. You know, sometimes God tells us to come. You know, we ought to be able to do it at least one day a week anyway. You know what I mean? We got 7 days a week, and we don't appreciate God enough, amen. Yeah. I was just thinking, I said, you know, how people today, you know, the church today, you know, there's not too many people around here, you know. But last night we went to the club. We was in the crowd. Last night we went out to dinner. You was with a crowd. Yesterday you went to the store. You was with a crowd. And today is church and ain't too many people here. But you are not here because you don't have enough in you to realize the only reason you're breathing this morning is that God gave you the breath this morning. But we don't think about that, amen. We go everywhere we want to go. But when it comes to the house of God, all of a sudden we vacate it. Like you couldn't catch the COVID in the dinner place you ate at last night. Like you couldn't get it there, amen. Amen. You know, like you couldn't get the COVID when you went to Walmart yesterday. Huh? But here this morning, you didn't come to the house of God because you believe you're going to get the COVID. And there's less people at church than there was at the restaurant last night.
Uh-oh.
Is that right?
Uh-oh.
That shows the respect. You don't have no respect for God. It's because you will go other places. And if you're going to be in a trouble or you're going to get into something, other places. But you won't come to the house of God and get in trouble. I don't know when you can say that. We say that we love him, and then we don't respect him enough to at least come to the house and say, Lord, I thank you. Amen.
I think they hit Walmart.
If it's just for an hour or 2 hours, you could just come and say, Lord, I just thank you. I realize I could have got the COVID when I went to Walmart yesterday, or I could have got the COVID when I went to the corner store. No, went and bought your gas. You could have got it at the gas station yesterday. But you don't have enough fear. You don't fear the COVID enough to stay away from those places. But you fear the COVID enough to stay away from church. I don't quite understand that. Amen.
Uh-oh. Preach.
I don't understand that. Amen. A bit. Mm-hmm. You got more confidence in the club than you got in church. you got more confidence in the restaurant than you got in the church. You're not afraid not to go to the restaurant, but you're afraid to go to church. I don't understand it. Our priorities are wrong today, amen. We don't have God first, and that's why God putting us last.
Oh,
can we be thankful this morning? Amen.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying this morning to people, how they got us so afraid to go to church? But they don't have you afraid to go to an eat-in place. You know, we go sit out and eat at places. Amen. But you can't come in and sit in and.
My word. How
about that? And hear God's word. Amen. Thank the Lord for. I'm just. This is just an eye opening thing I'm talking about this morning, because I've sat here and looked at it and thought about it, and I said, well, if they're afraid, you know, I understand when you're afraid, you know, to come, and we don't want you to do anything in fear, because you know fear has torment. Amen. And it torments you if you come in fear. But when you come, we're supposed to be coming in faith, amen. What? Believing that God going to keep you, amen. Mm-hmm. Believing that God will protect you there.
Amen.
And if God allows you to get it, he'll allow you to get over it, amen.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's faith right there, amen. Mm-hmm. If God bring me to it, he's going to get me through it, amen. If God bring me, if I get the COVID, I just got to believe God, he's going to get me over the COVID, amen. Amen. But if I'm going to somewhere and not to give God any glory, if something fall on me then, I mean, the restaurant ain't going to do nothing to me but charge me a $20 or $30 for the steak you ate or for the meal you ate and send you on about your business. But at least if you came to the house of God, he could give you a word, you know. They say a good word is like medicine. Is that what it says? A good word is like medicine because what? A good word would uplift you, amen. Praise God. When your head is down, the word will uplift you. Anytime somebody says a good word to you, it will always rejuvenates you sometime, amen. And when you was down, it'll pick you up, amen. When you didn't know that you could, the word will tell you that you could, and all of a sudden you have a change of thought about the situation, and then you're able to overcome the situation because of a good word, amen. Praise God, praise God. Amen. I don't know how I got into this, amen. But I was thinking about it this morning. Well, you know, are we going to be thankful, amen? Are we really thankful? When you say that you're thankful, when you say that you believe God, when you say you're walking in faith, then you would do something different. Because if I believe something, I'm going to walk in accordance with what I believe about that situation. If I believe that God is, then I'm going to do those things according to who God is, amen? Because I got faith in that, amen? See, faith is something that I believe, not something that I see, but it's something I believe, amen? And even if I'm walking into a fire, if I got faith that God's going to take care of me in the fire, I go on in the fire believing that God is going to release me and get me out of the fire, amen? And see, that's the way faith works, amen? Faith believes that if I'm going to do something for God, that God is there to protect me and uphold me in the place that I am. And when I walk into that thing, I'm believing that God is going to take care of me there. That's my faith in action. If I'm staying away from it, amen, that means I have fear of that thing, amen. But faith has no fear of something that he believes God will bring him through.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm going to get to a word today. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to pray. Amen. All of you out there online, amen. Thank y'all. I said we're going to give a word of prayer. Father God, thank you this morning for another day, for another time, Lord, that you have given us an opportunity, Lord. Thank you for another opportunity to have breath today, Lord. To have life today, Lord. Thank you for another day, Lord, to say a word on your behalf, Lord. I realize that that is what you called me to do, Lord, to give glory to you. And I want to thank you for a word of comfort. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that leads and guides me into all truth and righteousness. And I give praise to you, Lord, for doing the things that you did in Jesus' name. Amen. And bless this word today. Amen. Praise God, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I was just trying to sit there thinking about a word, you know. Sometime I got up this morning, you know, usually I get up early because that's when God give me something or give me a little thought or whatever when I laid down last night. And you know how sometimes your heart or your spirit can be kind of heavy. Sometimes when you lay down and when you get up, you have things on your mind, and your thoughts go to running off somewhere, and you're just not there. You're not there, you know what I mean? Yeah. You're kind of spaced out a little bit, you know? And you can get in a place like that sometime. And I just had just for a thought that God gave me this morning was when things get too big.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When things get too big.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hallelujah. Have you ever been in a situation in life where that thing seemed that it got too big for you?
Amen.
When you got, you know, when things get too big, you get where it's kind of overbearing on you. Amen. Kind of overbearing on your thoughts, on your mind, amen. And normally that's where it is. It's normally in your mind, it's your thoughts and the things that you're thinking about, amen, get kind of overbearing to you. Well, what do you do when things get too big for you? Hallelujah. You know what I'm saying? Well, when things get overbearing to you and you can't seem like you can't take it no more, you've gotten to that place where you don't know what to do, amen. You got into it where you've lost all your strength, and all of a sudden it just seems like something has beaten you down. You know, it feels like it's a beat down sometimes. You know, that things have got too big for you, amen.
Amen. That's right.
Sometimes things will be like a burden upon you, on your shoulder, and when you're walking around, and the things seem to be heavy, and when it seems to be too heavy for you, it means that it got too big for you, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, sometimes God allows burdens to get upon us. And when they get so heavy, we get where we can't bear them. Then the things done got too big for you, amen. Come on, amen.
Amen.
See, when things get too big for you, you've got to have something, amen, or you got to have someone, amen,
yeah,
to help you carry that load that has gotten upon your shoulder, amen. And when things get too big for you, this is when we can turn around. If you got Jesus on your side and Jesus is with you, you can turn to the Lord and cast your burdens and your weights upon the Lord, because what, the thing has gotten too big for you.
Amen. That's right.
You see, this is why God sometimes allows burden to get upon you, because he wants you to realize your own weakness sometimes.
Mm.
Okay. Want you to realize your own weakness, because sometimes, you know, we so, I can do it, I can handle it, you know, I don't need no help, I can do it on my own. You know, but when things get too big for you, you can't do it on your own because it's too heavy for you, amen.
Amen.
But the good thing that we have about Jesus, this is why we took Jesus and accepted Jesus in our life, because we knew that things was going to come in our life that's going to be too big for us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You see, in our weakness is where we realize it's God's strength, amen. You see, sometimes God has to let things get so big for you until you can repent and turn around and say, God, I can't handle this.
Amen. That's right.
It's too big for me, Lord, and that is when we become humble enough to turn to God and ask God for the help, because we realize he is my help in the time of need. Amen. And when the thing gets too big for you, then that is the time we turn it over to God. Amen.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you look at Luke 18:1, we're going to go there, amen, just for a scripture, amen. I'm talking about when things get too big for us, amen. Hallelujah. Because you see, that is why we serve a God that there's nothing too big for God, amen.
Hallelujah.
Is anything too hard for God, amen?
No.
Hallelujah. And whenever we get to a place, we can say that it's too hard for me, but there's nothing too hard for God. Hallelujah. Thank God that if God be for you, hallelujah, who can be against you? Amen. And when the things get too big for you, they're never too big for your God. Amen. Because God is bigger than any problem. He's bigger than any situation that can come in your life, and you need somebody to take your burdens to. You need somebody to help carry the load. Amen. And if your mind is like that this morning, this is why we need the word of God, because, you see, we need God because, see, when our mind gets so heavy on us and our mind gets to thinking so much, amen, we need a word. We need a word, and the word is God. So we need God to come in to our mind and our thoughts, amen, to overcome the thoughts that's coming from the world or is coming from the devil, amen.
Yes.
And rather than to let those things beat you down when they got too big for you, they got too heavy for you, then why can't we put those things on the Lord? Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Don't let those things take you out. When it gets too big for you, you serve a big God. Amen. And there's nothing bigger than God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So when things get too big for me, take it to God. Amen. Hallelujah. What does it say that? Luke 18:1. Amen.
And he spoke a parable unto them,
yeah,
to this end,
yeah,
that men ought to always to pray and not faint.
He said, he spoke a parable to them. He said, men ought to always pray and not faint. You know, you only faint when things get too big for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. You give up when things have got too big for you. Amen.
Yeah.
You want to take your life sometime because it's got too big for you, amen. And most of the time, some people would rather take their life than pray.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. they were to take their life and pray, because the thing that got so heavy on their mind until they don't know what to do no more, amen. It done beat them down, amen. It done discouraged them, amen. Hallelujah. It done brought them down to a place that they don't care no more, amen. Hallelujah. And don't never allow yourself to get to a place like that, amen.
Amen.
To try to think that there's nobody there, there's no help for you, nobody loves you, amen. The devil bring all kind of lies to you, all kind of lies to your mind and tell you all of these things. God don't love you, nobody loves you. Well, one thing for sure, God loves you.
Amen.
See, one of the reasons that Jesus came into the world in the first place, amen, he came to lighten your load, because he realized things had gotten too big for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sin had gotten too big for you, amen. Come on, amen. And because the burden of sin was so heavy on you, Jesus Christ came into the world to lighten your load, because he realized these things are too heavy for you. And then when they're too heavy for you, he said, I'll take the load for you.
Amen.
I'll carry your burden, amen. That's why he carried the cross himself. It was so he got too heavy for him. Simon had to come along and help him out. But he just wanted to show you, when something is too big for you, put the load on somebody else. Hallelujah. I'm strong enough, he said, to carry your load.
Yes, yes.
I'm big enough to take you through it, amen.
Yes.
I don't care how big the circumstance is. I don't care how big the situation is. If you would just humble yourself and pray and put the load on Jesus, he said, I'll carry that load for you when it gets too big for you.
Amen.
And see, that's been our problem. We've been trying to carry our own loads, amen. And we realize that the load is too big for us, but the load is something that we can't handle, amen. The load is something we can't do ourselves, and when we realize we can't do it ourselves, then that is the time we call on God and ask God to do it for us. And see, that's what God allowed the load to come, but he's waiting on you to come to him and ask him for help. And he said, I'm there to help you. I'll be your help in the time of need, amen. When you call upon me, I'm there. When things get too heavy for you, I'm there. Because sometimes we can get into the situation until we don't know what to do sometimes.
Amen. That's right. Yeah, that's right.
We got a problem in life, and we don't know how to handle it. And you're looking at the problem in the face all the time. But the one thing that you do have, instead of fainting over the situation, he said, men should always pray. And so you have to ask God, well, God, what do I do, Lord? What do I do? I'm in this situation, Lord. What do I do, Lord? How do I handle this, Lord? I don't know how to handle this, Lord. It's weighing me down, Lord. You know what I mean? I'm about to run off, Lord. You know what? I'm about to leave, Lord. I'm about to go somewhere, Lord. I'm about to do something, Lord. Lord, I need help. But that is what he said. We have to always pray and not faint when the load get too heavy. Well, I can't do it myself. When people are talking about me, now I don't know how to handle that. And God, you have to go get a word. Go get a word of how to handle that, amen?
Mm-hmm.
When your thoughts come in, and your thoughts is the one that's doing the trick on you anyway, amen? Because it's always a mind battle, amen? Mm-hmm. But one thing about the Bible tells us men ought to always pray and not faint, amen? But I thought about it. I believe it's in the book of Revelation chapter 12 and 10. It said, they overcame them by the words of their testimonies and the bread of the lamb, blood of the lamb. They overcame them. They overcame what? They overcame their trials. They overcame their tribulations. Amen. They overcame their circumstance. Amen. By the blood of Jesus. Amen. And the word of our testimony. So what they started doing about the situation, you know, because it was thoughts, they started speaking the word of God. See, when the things start getting too heavy for them, they start declaring the word of God. And so that they can change their thoughts. The thoughts that the devil was bringing to them, they needed those thoughts to be changed. And so they overcame their thoughts by the word, by the blood of the Lamb, because they realized they had been justified. They realized they had been glorified, amen. They realized it was the blood that saved them, amen. It was the blood that set them free, amen. It was the blood that covered them, amen. It was blood that caused them to be released from whatever it is that was holding them down. And they started to declare that what? It was the It was the blood of Jesus that did it for me. And then when they began to encourage themselves about what God had already done, they was able to lighten their load up because they put it on the blood.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They put it on the blood, amen. Hallelujah. I'm not a sinner no more. I'm not going to let this thing weigh me down because what? Of the blood of Jesus, amen. They overcame that. They overcame their sin because they recognized that Jesus had paid for their sin. So when things get too tough for you, amen, realize it's the blood of Jesus, amen, that has washed you and cleansed you from all of that mess, and the devil is lying to you.
Amen.
That's how he oppressed you with lies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He always said that you ain't good enough. Hallelujah. He always said that your life ain't worth living, amen, and that's why you take yourself out. He's lying to you, amen. Praise God. And so you got to overcome him to tell him, yeah, I must be good enough because what? For God so loved me, he gave his best for me. I must be worthy. I must be somebody, amen. Hallelujah. I must be somebody. You see, you got to tell yourself that, amen. You got to look at the word of God and combat the lies that the devil is speaking against you, amen. Come on, say it was the blood, amen.
Blood.
Hallelujah. I like that. I am what I am by the grace of God, and it's by the blood, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. See, when things get too heavy for you, amen, you got to have a testimony, amen. You got to have a test. I have accepted the blood of Jesus, amen.
Yes.
And you don't have a right to be doing these things to me because of the blood, amen. You don't, this weight. You don't have a right to put this weight on me because Jesus has already carried this weight for me. So why am I carrying all this load when Jesus says he carried it for me?
Amen. That's right.
But when it gets too hard for you, amen, you overcome by the word of your testimony. You got to testify of the goodness of Jesus. You got to testify what Jesus has done to you, amen. Praise God. You got to testify not of your strength, but of the strength that God has put in you, amen. And what I mean testifying of the strength that God has put in you, amen. Well, what I mean by that, I can do all things through the strength that God gave me. Hallelujah. This load that I'm carrying is not my load. I can release this load or take this load off, amen, if I pray and give it to God, and I'm going to overcome because I'm testifying that God took this load, and this load don't belong to me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus took my load, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And because Jesus took my load, I don't have no right of carrying this load because Jesus carried it for me, amen. When things get too hard for you, amen, when the load get too heavy for you, don't bow down under the sin, amen, but bow down before God, amen. Because men should always do what?
Pray.
You see, when you pray, you're praying words.
Yes.
And when you pray, you should be praying the word of God, amen, because it's the word of God that's going to deliver you and cause the burden to be lifted off of you because the good word is always just like medicine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, you got sick from the weight, but a good word, amen, is just like medicine. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
And when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, amen, all of a sudden joy becomes in my sight. So where there was sorrow was the load that was on me. All of a sudden God lifted the burden. He lifted the sorrow off of me because of a good word that came from God. This is why the gospel is good news. The good news is about your load has already been lifted. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. I'm saying you already been lifted. Amen. You see, it's the devil got you carrying something that don't belong to you.
That's right.
And that's how we overcome. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But when it gets too hard for you, he said, men should always pray and not faint.
Okay.
Not give up. Amen. Huh? Not want to take yourself out, amen. Not allow, you know, we allow our minds to be attacked, amen. And we just give up, amen. Fear. Why we allow fear to overload us where we can't function? What are you afraid of? What are we afraid of? Well, I'm afraid of death. Well, Jesus has already conquered death.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. If Jesus has already conquered death, and being that you have accepted Jesus, see, there will be no fear in death if you have Jesus with you, amen. Because if you die, you know you're going to live again, amen. And so if the devil kills you, say, come on, devil, if you kill me, in 3 days I'm going to get back up again, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then the Bible tells us when you fall down, he said, well, you can bounce back up again, amen. Yeah. A man may fall 7 times, but you still bounce back to perfection, amen. And so even when you get down, don't worry about it. Don't let that load keep you down.
That's right.
I'm not going to be kept down, amen.
Yes.
Amen, by my thoughts, amen. That's all it is, amen. I'm not going to be kept down, amen. I'm not going to keep carrying this load when I can pray and put this load on God. I'm not going to keep doing this myself when God has already done it for me, amen. He has already told me to bring my load to him and leave it there, and he will take care of it, amen. He's already told me, well, he's in me, and he'll never leave me. He'll never forsake me, but he'll be with me always to the end of the day. So I got to realize I'm never by myself.
Amen.
There's never a time that I can't do it because God is with me to strengthen me.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I can do all things through the Holy Ghost that strengthens me. Hallelujah. I can overcome all things through the Holy Ghost that strengthens me. I can overcome it by the word of God. See, it's the word of God that calls you to overcome your vain thoughts that you got.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
And that is why everybody needs Jesus today with all the pressures and things that is coming upon the world today. It can get kind of overbearing, amen. But when your thoughts about it get too big, then there's Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said then there's Jesus. When your thoughts get too big about what's going on in the world today, then we turn to Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Because Jesus has made a promise to you, amen, that he's going to bring you through. So if my thoughts is going to be, I'm going to think on the things that are lovely and the things that have good report and things that have praise, amen, hallelujah. I'm going to think on the things of God because I realize that it is God, amen, that's going to bring me through this. He promised me. And if God made a promise, he's going to keep his promise. But when the load get too big, amen, you got to turn to the Lord, amen.
Yeah.
Don't let those things beat you down to a pulp, amen. Don't let those things beat you to death, amen. When all you got to do, what he said? A man should always do what?
Pray.
Man should always pray, amen. And not faint. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he's letting us know what to do with the load, amen. Because sometimes when you get under a load sometimes, it can be strenuous, amen.
Yes.
It can be strenuous.
Mm-hmm.
Psalms 109, verse 3 through 5, when David here, he's in a mess, amen. So see, there was other people in the Bible, a lot of them who was great men of God. And when it got, where the things got too big to them, they what? They turned to God, amen. And began to pray. Psalms 109. I'm just going to read. Well, I guess you can start at verse 3. Well, hallelujah. Go to Psalm 109. You can see when the load got too big for him. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here's David. Start at verse 1 through 5, I guess.
Hold not thy peace, O God, of my praise.
Hold not your peace, God. Hold it not, God. Huh? I'm in a mess, God. That's all David said. This thing that got too big for me, God. But don't shut up, God. Don't stop moving, Lord. Don't stop working, Lord. I need some help here, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And, see, don't be afraid to tell God you need some help. See, most of us, we need help, and we're afraid to ask God for the help. But men should always what? Pray and not faint. Look, what does he say? Hold not your peace, God.
Hold not that peace, O God, of my praise.
Uh-huh.
For the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are open against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue.
This is what they said. Lord, they're talking about me, Lord. They're speaking against me with lying tongue. And what they're doing to me, it done got too big for me. I can't take it, amen, amen. Huh? David crying, he said, it got too big for me, Lord. Hallelujah. I can't take it no more, God. Have anyone been in a place in their life yet where you say, I can't take it no more? And the only thing God trying to let it do is bring you to your knees to recognize that you need God.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Freedom.
They compass me about also with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause.
They're doing it without a cause. You know, they got too big. But you see, here's he said, Lord, I'm in a mess here. Can you see what they're doing? Can you see what they're doing? You see, sometimes you, when you pray, you even got to ask God, God, look at this. Look at what they're doing to me, God. Look at how they treat me, God. I was doing what was right, amen. And look how they treat me for doing what's right. You see, that was what Jesus was, amen. They hated him without a cause, amen. He was doing everything right.
Yes.
And the load got kind of heavy. Somebody said that the load didn't get heavy on Jesus, but I take to agree, amen. Disagree with it. The load got heavy, amen. Praise God. When he went to the Garden of Gethsemane, amen. He said, my spirit is willing, but my flesh is weak, amen. This load done got so heavy. How is it that he was praying? And when he prayed, it was like sweats of blood falling off it. Like drops of blood. That's where his sweat was. He was in so much agony. He said, God, I'm in a place now. I need some deliverance from you, Lord. The load had got too heavy, Lord. So he cried out to God because the load had got too heavy for him.
Yeah.
How heavy is your load today? Things ain't going the way you want it to go, amen. They're not happening the way you want it to happen, amen. Amen. The bills have got covered up, piled up there. Amen. I've been setting them on the side. Every time they come in, I got a little sticker there. You take the sticker and you put the bill over the sticker there because you know you don't have no money to pay it. When the load get too big for you, amen. I had a sister that said, my rent is $3,000 a month. Lord have mercy, where she work at? What kind of house she living in? For rent. And the load got heavy. But when she prayed. Come on now, amen. She said when it got so burdened on her, and she prayed about it. And when she prayed about it, all of a sudden, amen, God made a way for her rent to get paid for 6 months. That's $3,000 a month. $18,000 was paid out for her in 6 months because when the load got so heavy, hallelujah, she was willing to pray, amen, hallelujah.
Yes,
and when she prayed, God answered her prayer, amen, and paid her rent. $18,000. Paid her rent for 6 months.
Well, she didn't know what to do.
She said, Lord, I don't know what to do, Lord. I don't know where to turn, Lord. I don't know where to go, Lord. I have no other help. I can't go to the bank.
Where am I at, Lord?
Don't have no job. Mm-hmm. What am I going to do? See, when the load got heavy, she was willing to pray. She went to God, and God answered her prayer with $18,000 for 6 months of rent. I'm saying when the load gets too heavy for you, amen. That's what I'm talking about, amen. When the load gets too heavy, when you get to a place when you don't see no way, amen. Hallelujah. That's when the load is heavy. When you get into a place and you don't see no way out, the load has gotten too heavy for you, amen. It's almost like when you're going in between something, you know, you're going in between. When you got to go down the wall, you got to go down the wall like this. You can't turn this way. You can't turn that way. You got to either go this way or that way. You see, that is when you got into a close place. But when the load get too heavy, God will deliver you out.
Amen.
And so this is where we're coming into a time when you say, God, I'm in a mess. It's all right to tell God you're in a mess. That's faith. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, don't. You know, you just can't say it. You can't say it. Well, how God gonna know you need it if you don't say it? Well, don't let that come out your mouth. Yeah. Oh God, I got it. Whatever it is, I need some help. I'm talking about when the load get too heavy for you, amen. Mm-hmm. You got to be willing to call on God. Prayer works.
That's
when
right.
The devil tells you prayer don't work, it's a lie. He's a liar and the father
that's
of lies. How many times people you see people in the Bible, and the people in the Bible, they are a witness to the things of God, that God was there, that God, when they called upon God, when they needed help, when the load got too heavy, how God came and took that load off of them, amen. All over the Psalms, David got into trouble, and he always was willing to pray when the load got too heavy.
Mm-hmm.
When he came up against the enemy or adversary that he couldn't fight himself, he called on God. What does he say here? Look at what he said here.
But my love, they are my adversary.
I gave them love and they became my adversary. Has anybody ever had it like that? Amen. Huh? How many people you done helped and they came around to be your enemies?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They became your adversary. They came, you know, when an adversary is somebody that is against, amen. An adversary is something that's trying to stop. An adversary is something that's trying to hinder. Amen. Come on, we all got some adversaries, amen?
Amen.
Yeah, you've been wanting to do something, amen, but the adversary was there to hinder you. Hallelujah. You were trying to rebuild your life, but it was an adversary there or something in your way to try to stop you from getting there. Sometimes it was a friend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it was a relative. They became your adversary to try to stop you from getting to the place that God had you to go. And all of a sudden, because of their mess, amen, the load got heavy. But when your load get too heavy, men ought to always pray.
Pray.
And not give up.
Mm-hmm.
Too many times we've been giving up on God. Amen.
Amen.
Stop giving up on God. He's able, amen.
Amen.
And not only is he able, he will, amen. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
He will. Hallelujah. He'll bring you through it, amen. And what I'm trying to say, if you've been praying for something, be faithful. You know, a lot of times we've been praying when things get so heavy, we give up before God do it because we don't have no patience.
Mm-hmm.
To wait. See, the adversary is always there to hinder, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Huh? You've been wanting that wife. You've been wanting that husband, amen. Praise God. You've been needing that money. You need that breakthrough, amen. Praise God. Amen. You need that debt paid. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep praying. God make a way. See, when he said God makes a way out of no way, that means when there seems to be no way, you just because you couldn't see how it could be done, God could see
it. Mm-hmm.
And that's where our faith is believing what God can do and not what we can do.
Right.
Come on, amen. And so the reason David here was going to God because he was in a situation that he couldn't do it himself. So he had to ask help of the Lord. Come on, that's what I'm trying to say. Amen. When you see that the problem got too big for you, you have to ask help of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Anytime you got something going on in your life and you can't see where you can do it yourself, I got to ask help of the Lord because, what, God is always available to me. Amen.
Amen.
I'll be there when you need you. Amen. Hmm? I'll be a shepherd to the sheep, amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I lead you, amen, in the path of righteousness for your name's sake, amen. I prepare a table for you, even in the presence of your enemy, amen. I even bless you while you're under the load.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise God. I bless you while you're under the load, because the enemy that put the load on you, I want the enemy to see that you're still blessed even with the load on you. I just lighten it enough where you can carry, because I won't allow any more to be put on you than you're able.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Isn't it good
Hallelujah.
To be in the hand of a just God?
Yeah.
Isn't it good to have a just God available for you whenever you can call upon him? And that is why you need Jesus. When people got the adversary bothering them, and they'll turn to everything but Jesus. They'll turn to pills. They'll go to a wicked counselor. They won't go to a godly counselor. They'll go to a wicked counselor.
Oh, Lord.
Hmm? I don't have nothing against counselors. Amen. I'm just trying to say, when the load gets too heavy, you should first try God. If you follow the instruction of the counselor, why can't you follow the instruction of God?
Right.
Why are we so quick to follow the instruction of the wicked rather than following the instruction of God? The instructions are already in here to tell you how to lighten your load, but you won't. Mm-hmm. You won't turn to the word.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're battling things in your mind. And the Bible says the word will deliver you. The gospel is power unto salvation to all of those that are believing. He said, if you're believing, praise God, it'll deliver you from all the oppression, anxiety, attack. God will deliver you if you just get in the word. But you're lying when you say the word don't work. It's just that you don't want to do it.
Talk about it.
And then you'll fault somebody else for your own lack or adequacy.
Yes.
When the word of God will make you adequate to overcome anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you upset. Because if you tell somebody that, oh, you just talking about the Bible. You just talking about the Bible. Well, who else can I talk about?
All right now.
Who else is in power? Who else has the ability? But God. Hallelujah. If God can do anything, then the little problem that you have, God can take care of it, but you just don't want to acknowledge that God is power.
Yes.
That's right. All power.
But when the load get heavy for you, you go duck out somewhere. Amen. You know. You ain't going to come to church. You ain't going to, you know, even if I'm on camera, you won't even look at the Facebook and talk about you need deliverance. Talk about you need help. Mm-hmm. And when God is here to deliver you from the fear, to tell you he got you. Come on, I say, God got you, amen. Hallelujah.
God,
if you put your head and trust in God and pray to God and tell God about your problem, God will deliver you from that problem because he has the power to do it. And nothing else has the power to do it. Because nobody else and nothing else can regulate your mind.
Uh-huh. Look at God.
You can take them pills. It never fix the problem. It just makes you where you can survive it.
Right.
Tolerate it.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
All that drugs can do is have you where you can tolerate or space you out. You don't even feel like yourself because it did something. You don't even feel like yourself. It makes you feel like somebody else. But only God can make you feel like a human being or who you're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Only God can give you the real life, amen. But rather than to turn to God, we'll turn to everything but God.
Mm-hmm.
But when David here got into the mess, he talks about his adversaries, amen. He said, but when my adversary came, I gave myself to prayer. Well, I pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. I mean, that's good. But you know, when you get serious about something, amen. And you know, have you ever seen something about to happen? You ever seen somebody pray when something tragic is about to happen? You ever seen them pray? Oh God, hallelujah, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh Jesus, Jesus. You know, they get crazy when they're serious about God. They get crazy in prayer. Jesus, oh Jesus, oh Jesus, oh Jesus. You say you pray it, but you don't realize you're doing it. But yes, when you got a big father, all you do, our Father. Why not tell the God the truth of the matter? Come on. Tell God the truth. Do you know how to tell God the truth? How do you tell God the truth? Huh? God, I got this, it's on me, and this is happening to me, Lord, and I need you to deliver me from this. I need you to deliver me from that. Amen. Lord, I can't take it no more. Amen. These children about to run me crazy, Lord, about to pull my hair out. Amen, Lord. I need you to help me before I pull my hair out, Lord. Before I pull my hair out, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Amen. See, that's when you got serious there, amen. Oh, Lord, if you don't help me, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to make it. And you see, that's what, when you're serious about prayer, that's how you pray. You don't go down there, hey, our Father. Did you pray today? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. What'd you do? Our Father. So when I want to lighten my load, I got to tell God what the load is.
Come on, amen.
I need to make known to God what the load is. I need to make known to God what it's all about, amen. I got to tell God what the truth about the matter is, amen. I got to tell God how I feel about myself. If I don't feel good about myself, I'm going to tell God how I feel about myself. I feel like I'm Lord, I feel like I'm bloated, amen, Lord. I feel like my foot too big and my leg too long. Lord, you know how it is. My eyes is crossed, Lord. Either one nose is one-sided, Lord. My mouth is quick. I mean, when you're serious about it, I'm trying to say, I'm talking about the problems that you got, amen.
Amen.
I'm trying to say, when things get too big for you, amen, you got to go to God and tell him what it is. You can't be beating around the bush when you pray, amen. You got to get serious about the prayer. Amen. If your foot hurting, tell God your foot hurt. Amen. Well, don't declare that your foot hurt. Well, how is God going to heal your foot if you don't know your foot hurts?
That's right.
Well, that ain't faith.
Bring it.
They call it to be not as though it is. I am.
Bring it. Bring it.
I'm saying my foot is hurting, God, and I need you to heal it. Because if something never gets broken, how do God fix it? Are y'all with what y'all understand what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
If it ain't broke, how God gonna fix it? And if something's broken and you don't tell God to fix it, how he gonna fix something? You got a broken heart, tell God I'm broken heart. You don't feel good about yourself, tell God I don't feel good about myself, Lord.
That's right. Amen.
I feel like I'm too fat, I feel like I'm too skinny, I feel like my butt too little, my butt too big. My breasts do live. I need to go get a transplant. I mean, tell God about it. You act like people don't have that problem. Come on. Why do you think people going down there getting butt lifts, face lifts, and what they call them things? A fridge something. Brazilian butt lift. And you try to act like people don't have a problem like that. See, y'all be laughing, but people got mental issues with that. And we don't talk about it in church. Well, where are you supposed to talk about it at? That's our problem. We don't talk about the stuff we need to talk about. Are you with me today? I'm trying to say when the load gets too heavy, amen. What did David do? David said when the load got so heavy by his adversary, I give myself unto prayer, and they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. You see, we got to do like David did, amen, when things get too hard.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be playing around no more, amen. When it's too tough for you, you can't handle it. Just say, I can't handle it, Lord, amen. I can't handle it. Because we got a God that takes care of our problems, amen. Hallelujah.
Right.
Aren't you glad to be on the Lord's side? If you're on the Lord's side, they say everything's going to be all right. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. I'm going to quit with these last scriptures in the book of Nahum. Because, you see, God is the one that takes vengeance on your enemies. Amen. See, it says he avenges your adversary. Amen. And when you got an adversary that needs to be avenged, you take it to God. And God is the one that God said, I'll do it for you. Amen. You don't have to do it. Come to me and tell me about it, and then I would avenge your adversary. Amen. I'm just going to read the scriptures right here. Verse 2 in Nahum, it says, God is jealous and the Lord revenges. The Lord revenges and is furious. And the Lord would take vengeance on his adversary, and he would reserve it wrath for his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will not acquit the wicked. The Lord has his way in the whirlwind and in a storm and in the clouds of the dust of his feet. He rebuked the sea and make it dry and dried up all the rivers of Bashan language and Carmel and the clouds of water language. The mountains quaked at him and the hills leapt and the earth is burned at his presence. Yea, the world and all that dwell in. Who can stand before his indignation? Hallelujah. So when it gets too big for me, I'll take it to a big God, amen. And who can stand before God's indignation, amen? That God would avenge my enemy because, you see, because I'm on the Lord's side, And I have a covenant with God. God said, what? My enemy become his enemy. Hallelujah. And those that fight against me is fighting against him. And because those that fight against you fight against him, you say, what? I got you. Let me get too big for you, amen. I got you, amen. And I just want to say here for all of you today, when the problem get too big for you, there's God, amen.
Amen.
He's able, he's willing, he has the power and the ability to do what it is that you ask him to do. If you're unsaved today, amen, and your problem done got too big to you, you need to bring it to God today, amen. You're getting where you can't deal with yourself. You get where you can't handle yourself. You need God when it's got too big for you, amen.
Amen.
When your habits done got too big for you, then there's God, amen. Hallelujah. Glory. When your circumstance done got too great for you, then there's God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to turn to God today, amen.
Yes,
if you're lost, amen, just say, Lord, I repent of my sins. I believe that you died and you rose again. And because you rose again, oh Lord, I'm asking you now, Lord, to save me. Come into my heart, Lord. Come into my heart, Lord, and save me and rescue me, Lord, from this life of sin. Lord, I need to be rescued today, Lord. And I'm asking, Lord, to rescue me, Lord. I can't handle what I'm going through, Lord. I can't handle this addiction no more, Lord. I can't handle these drugs no more, Lord. I can't handle the alcohol, Lord, this sex addiction that I got, Lord. I can't handle it no more, Lord. I want to quit, Lord, but it don't seem like I can quit. It done got too big for me now, Lord. I'm going overboard in it, Lord. Lord, help me through this, Lord. I can't stop this lying. My tongue, I keep lying, Lord. I keep putting people down. I can't control it, Lord. Lord, come into me, Lord, and give me help, Lord, from this adversary, Lord, that is doing these things to me, Lord. Is there somebody today that needs Jesus? If you're online, just say, I need Jesus. Amen. I need you, Jesus. You're stating the fact. That's what you need. If the thing that got too big for you, hallelujah. If it got too big for you, you're willing to pray. If you need the Holy Ghost today, just say, I need the Holy Ghost, amen. You've acknowledged that you need it, amen. And God's going to fill it with you because you can have whatsoever you say, amen. If you act, whatever you ask in the name of Jesus, he said, he'll give it to you. If you ask the Holy Ghost, he'll give it to you. And you ask for salvation, he'll give it to you, amen.
Hallelujah.
And whatever you need from Jesus, he said, just ask. Huh?
Yeah.
When the loads have got too heavy, just ask. Is it too hard to ask Jesus for anything?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why people make it so hard to ask Jesus for something. I wonder why we fight against asking him. We'll do everything but ask him. I wonder why we like that. Human nature, huh? Father God, I thank you, Lord, for delivering us today. Lord, when my problem was too big for me, I called on you, Lord, and asked you to help me, Lord, and you delivered me, Lord, from the hand of my adversary. And I want to thank you, Lord, that you delivered me, Lord. And now, Lord, these on the line today, Lord, they got an adversary that is after them, Lord, and that is plaguing them, Lord. I'm asking you, Lord, to deliver them from the hand of their adversary, Lord, that they might come unto you. And so, Lord, I give you praise, O Lord, for delivering my brothers and my sisters everywhere. In Jesus' name. And, Lord, the adversary, this virus is being an adversary to us, Lord, and Lord, it's a thing that we can't do anything about, Lord. It has become too big for us, oh Lord. And because it's too big for you, Lord, I know it's never too big for you, Lord, because there's nothing too hard for you, Lord. And so, Lord, we put this virus, we already know it's in your hand, but, Lord, we ask you to move this virus, Lord, because this thing has become too great for us, oh, Lord, and too great for our nation, Lord, and too great for our hospitals, Lord, and too great for the lawmakers, Lord, in the land. And because this has become too big for us, Lord, we're asking you, Lord, to handle the matter, Lord. And we give you praise, Lord, for handling this virus and turning things around, Lord. And we give you praise for turning it around. In Jesus' name, we give you praise. Amen. 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 Praise God. I thank all of y'all that's listening on Facebook. If y'all like to donate anything to Care Church, you donate it, amen, to carechurchinc@gmail.com. carechurchinc@gmail.com. That is either as Cash App or PayPal. And every donation you send, amen, we would appreciate any donation that you send. And send it in Jesus' name. God said if you give, he'll give unto you. It'll be pressed down, shaken again. Give. If you sow a seed, if you want to call it sowing a seed, well, sow a seed to help us out. These are hard times, and so that we can be a help to somebody else. And I want to thank you, amen, for y'all taking time on Facebook to listen in. But if your problems have got too big, there's God. Amen, amen. There are testimonies online today. Anybody got a testimony, praise report, anything online today? We appreciate it. Amen. All right, then, if no one has anything to say today, praise God. I thank God for y'all. Amen. All this came on today. And we're going to give a salutation. Thank y'all who joined with us on Friday night for the 12-hour all-night prayer meeting. It turned out good. Thank God that I was able to make it. I was able to make it, and I didn't go to sleep. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I heard the pain. Amen. So I appreciate everybody that joined in. I pray that God will reward
amen.
You for your sacrifice. Amen.
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 I heard the pain.
Finally, brother, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort and mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace shall be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints salute you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.
Amen.
Don't forget about tonight. We have a Care Network. Blog Talk Radio.
Amen.
At 5 o'clock. What is that? 516-666-9967?
Yes, sir.
Amen. You can tune in with us. I don't know what the topic, but Prevost, I want to get a topic of what do women want in a man?
Amen.
And
we
you,
just...
We can do it.
All right.
I want you to do that one day. What do women want in a man or out of a man?
Hey, man, we can try to tackle that one today, Pastor. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Yeah. And so we just want to see what do women want out of a man. Amen. And so thank God he said he's going to try to tackle that today. Amen.
Amen.
And so I know y'all women will be talking all day. Y'all, we won't be talking very much. So that's
616-666-9967.
Amen. 516-666-9967. Y'all tune in this afternoon. We're going to be talking about, amen, what do women want from the man? What do a woman want from a man? Amen. Amen.
And vice versa. We're gonna look at it vice versa. What men want from a woman also. We're gonna look at it both ways.
All right, dude. All right. And so don't forget about Salt of the Earth on Friday evenings at 5 o'clock our time, 3 o'clock California time. And the Salt of the Earth, Sister Alexandra, don't forget to tune in. The line was full last week, so we thank God that quite a few showed up last week. We appreciate all of you who showed up on the line. Friday evening, 5 o'clock our time, 3 o'clock California time. Had a good message last week. Praise God. Don't forget that. Amen. Don't forget Wednesday night. Wednesday night on this line, we have our Bible study on Wednesday night. We're asking everybody just to tune in with us. Amen.
What time, Pastor?
It's going to be at 5 o'clock California time, 7 o'clock our time, Texas time, and 8 o'clock, what is that, Eastern time. Amen. And so thank God for that. Don't forget Wednesday nights. Is there anything else? And amen. For anybody who wants to join out the other prayer line at Monday through Friday at 8 o'clock California time, 10 o'clock our time, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock our time at 425-436-6381. Access code 291-214-3-POWER. And that's Monday through Friday. And so if there are any other announcements, amen. Don't forget Brother Ray is on every morning at 120-110-69-POWER Monday through Friday at 8:30 our time. And I guess that's 6:30 California time. Is there anyone else? Amen. All right. Don't forget to send your tithes and offerings in. We still take tithes and offerings. I don't care what the devil said. The Lord said that we need to take some tithes. And so we're going to follow the Bible, not what people say.
He said, I don't care what the devil said.
Amen. Anything else? Amen. We still pay bills every Sunday, every wins. We still have to pay bills every week. And you ought to know from yourself, just because you're out of a job, your rent didn't stop because you got out of a job.
Amen.
Well, God bless y'all. We'll see y'all tonight.
Amen.
All right, Brother Tommy. Brother Tommy, how are you today? You doing good? Everything good?
What you're going through, I know that you can stand, for your life is in His hand.
Thank you.
what comes my way.
No matter what may come my way.
Jesus, my life.
My life is in your hands.
Let's sing it together. Don't you be afraid.
And don't you be afraid.
Joy cometh in the morning.
Last part.
Joy cometh in the morning.
Troubles, they don't last always.
Troubles, they don't last always.
Ah, for there's a friend
in
Jesus.
For there's a friend in Jesus.
Who will wipe every tear.
Who will wipe your tears away.
And if your heart is broken.
And if your heart is broken.
Just lift those hands and
sing.
Come on, sing it with me. I know I can.
Oh, I know that I can.
Bless your name, Jesus. I know.
I know that I can.
No matter what may come my way.
No matter what may come my way.
My life.
My life is in
you. Oh, hallelujah. With Jesus, I can take it.
Jesus, I can take
it. I really love you, Jesus. With him.
With him, I know.
No matter what may come my way.
No matter what may come my way.
Hallelujah.
My life is in your hands.
Listen.
So days of tests and trials,
they seem to get you down.
They seem to get you down.
And all your friends and loved ones.
And all your friends and loved ones.
They're nowhere to be found.
Are nowhere to
remember,
be
remember,
found.
Remember, there is a friend.
Remember, there's a friend.
Oh, I love him, I love him.
Who will wipe your tears away?
I know he will. And if
your heart is broken,
this is all you have to do.
Just lift your hands.
Oh, come on and worship with me. Say it, come on.
Oh, I know that I can.
Don't you give up. I know.
I know that.
Hang on, joy is coming, I know
it. No matter what may come my way.
Jesus, my life.
My life is in you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. With him, I know I can take it.
Jesus, I can take it.
With him, I know.
With him, I know. I
feel like having some church in here. No matter
no
what.
Matter what
yeah. Jesus, my life is in.
My life.
Every person that's going through, lift your hands and say it with me. I know I can.
I know that I can take it.
I got a witness in here somewhere. I know.
I know that I can.
Hallelujah. No matter what may come my way.
No matter what
hallelujah.
May come my way.
Jesus, my life is in.
My life is in.
Oh, I love you so much, Jesus. With you, I know I can.
Jesus, I can take it.
Oh, bless your name, Jesus.
No matter what
may come my way.
No matter what
hallelujah.
May come my way.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on and stand with me. I know.
I know that I can make it.
I know you can make it. I know you can.
I know that I
no matter what may come my way. Take it.
No matter what
hallelujah.
May come my way.
I know I can take it.
Jesus,
I'm feeling all in my spirit right now. No matter what may come my way.
No matter what may come my way.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. No matter what you're going through, His grace and mercy do it for me. He loves you.